Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, welcome back. We are joined by Jim Cook, the new president and CEO of the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center, which is right at the heart of the economy here in the city of New Orleans. And we look forward to our discussion with Jim. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Good afternoon. I'm excited to be with you. Appreciate your time.
Well, first, let me say congratulations on the appointment. I mean, you've been involved in, you know, the hotel industry here for a long, long time. You know the city. You know it well. Can't think of anyone better suited for the position than you. And congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm very excited about this. I was as I was leading the Sheraton Hotel, I was amazed at how much our hospitality community is necessary to the success of our city. And coming out of a city like Boston, where we were important in the hospitality sector, but we weren't necessary to the success of the city. Other things would drive that economy. And here in New Orleans, you know, the members of the hospitality community have just never ceased to inspire me as I see the ways that they lean in to lead our city forward. And from the lens of the Morial Convention Center, I'm very excited about the opportunity to continue to drive our economic success in the city.
A lot of times I think we miss the importance of that asset, that resource, or that structure that we call the convention center as to what it actually drives in our economy, right?
Absolutely. And I think, look, the credit goes to the Mayor Morial at the time in the early 80s to have the vision to see this opportunity to create an economic engine that would help bolster the overall economy of our city, help all of our citizens find pathways to prosperity. And it's been proven, right? So since 1985, we've shown how important having an entity like this is. And You see other cities trying to compete with, you know, our convention center after our third phase of construction became the largest contiguous linear convention space in the country. And we've continued to drive great success over the years, despite facing a great deal of competition in the last decade.
I was looking at some of the numbers that y'all provided, $93.2 billion in economic impact since 1985. I mean, it's mind-numbing how big that number is.
It really is. And touches, you know, everybody in the city. I talk to folks in the healthcare industry and folks in the legal industry. And if you think about the 90,000 people that are in hospitality supporting it in some way, we touch all the other sectors. And I think we all know, and I know you've talked about this with Walt Leger before, we wouldn't have the quality of experiences available to our citizens if this was a typical city of 400,000 without this additional tourism draw. But because of that, we have these world-class restaurants and hotels and experiences that we can all partake in as citizens.
It's got to be, I would imagine, Jim, for you, really exciting to be right in the epicenter, especially when, you know, our mantra is built to host, and a lot of it starts right there at the convention center.
It absolutely does. And as I said, we truly were built to host. We were built with a sole purpose of drawing conventions into the city and acting as a backbone for that economic development. And, you know, our commission and boards, the authority over the years, has been thoughtful in reinvesting and having a vision for how we continue to reinvest into the future. We're undertaking a significant renovation at the moment. It began at $570 million, and we grew it by another $200 million last year, which will take, we're about 3 years in, and it'll take another 4 years to complete. But it's amazing how we've been able to continue to reinvest. And we're in a unique situation at our convention center in that the city of New Orleans benefits from it, but we're solely funded by the taxes that we generate.
Yeah. A lot of, you know, what's interesting is that status quo just isn't going to get it, right? And a lot of folks don't really recognize or realize, and I talk about this all the time, the level of the competition for the convention business, for the traveling public is intense.
It absolutely, and it's growing. In the last decade, we've seen cities that would compete with us occasionally, but not frequently. Cities like Atlanta that have continued to invest, Chicago and Orlando continue to invest in their both their convention centers and their hotels adjacent to the convention center. And then most recently, if you look at the state of Texas, they've committed $8.2 billion in investment across Dallas, Houston, Austin, and San Antonio. So the competitive landscape has changed dramatically. That causes us to have to really think about how resources are allocated and how we can remain competitive.
So you've gotten your feet wet a little bit, so to speak. What are top of mind issues for you moving forward?
So still on my listening tour to better understand how things are now that I'm inside versus being somewhat of a stakeholder in my previous role. And I got to say, as part of my listening tour, both internally and externally, I continue to be impressed by the reputation and the caliber of the team that we have here. Truly world-class, competing at a global level for this business, both those that sell it and those that execute on the promises that we make. So from that standpoint, it's very exciting that I've got a great foundation to work from. But as we look ahead, we're continuing these renovations of the property. We're working hard to try and put together a headquarter hotel, which was begun by my predecessor, Michael Sawaya, and we're continuing that work now to hopefully bring this to fruition, as well as continuing the work at the River District upriver. So some big things happening both inside and outside of the convention center.
Yep. I was down in the quarter last night for a function. Y'all have a big convention in town right now. It's with GSX and ACES. And I was parked there for a moment because I was on a call, and so many people just getting dropped off by Ubers walking into restaurants. It was unbelievable. I saw in excess of 200 people at least. It was crazy.
You saw a small fraction of the 14,000 people that are here for that conference, and that's, you know, the scale that is just amazing. There's right now their show floor begins on Hall D and ends at Hall H, and contains 500 exhibitors, and some of these are 15 and 20 foot long exhibit booths. So it's really, this is the premier security exchange at a global level. And it's a great example of the type of conventions that we're able to bring in and draw to New Orleans. to help support, you know, us. And they're having a blast in the city. They're out in our restaurants. They're staying in, I think, over the official block is 23 hotels, but I'm sure there are attendees all over the city.
I had someone tell me that they passed by the World War II Museum last night, and there was a line, and they must have held a special function there last evening, and that there was a line a couple of blocks long waiting to get in for the start of it. And you know, I love hearing these little anecdotal stories, and I know you do too, right?
That's right. And it's actually, I was with Howie from Howlin' Wolf yesterday, and he was telling me, because this is NOLA by NOLA week, He was telling me he saw a bunch of attendees that were lined up to get in the last couple of nights. So it's fun that they're out exploring all of the great parts of our culture in the city.
You know, we don't always talk about how that complements, like, you know, what you just described, right? These conventioneers here complimenting NOLA by NOLA.
Yes, exactly. And it's one where, you know, we know they didn't come because of NOLA by NOLA. They're here for a meeting. But then they're pleasantly surprised with what they get to experience while they're here.
Yeah, and when you're marketing the city as hard as, you know, you've worked while at the Sheraton and also a participant with New Orleans and Company and obviously the Convention Center, that word of mouth of, you know, folks that are visiting here and say, oh, by the way, I got to see, you know, in a lot of live entertainment or whatever it may be. You can't buy that, truly.
No, you really can't. And that's what sets us apart, right? So because it's what can be a challenge for us. There's a finite group of major meeting planners that support conferences above 10,000 attendees. And so they all know each other well, or many of them know each other due to, you know, affiliated conventions that they attend themselves. And that word of mouth is critical. And so when we have something new, like the renovations here at the center or, you know, this headquarter hotel we're beginning to talk about and understand, those are the things that really help us on that word of mouth side. And when their attendees say, we're so glad you picked New Orleans, and they talk about the location instead of just the content of the conference, that's where this whole built-to-host concept comes in for us, because it's not just about our buildings. It's about our people, our culture, and the way we take care of these attendees when they come in.
And meanwhile, back where you're counting the beans, $2 billion driven into the local economy each year as a result of these visitors, right?
That's right. And it's a combination of what directly touches us and then what comes in as a part of it. So if you think about the number of people, it took 5 days to set up the exhibit floor here at the convention center. So there were probably 200 to 250 people that were hired locally to support the labor, to bring in all the packaging and everything that was brought in to do it, all the shipping and receiving, to get everything set up. And then the, you know, security people that are coming in and working shifts, the food and beverage people that are brought in to work shifts, the number of folks that are engaged even before the attendees get to our city. And then once they're here, it opens up the floodgates for a whole new set of participants and team members in our hospitality community to activate and begin to take care of them.
Another thing that we tend to overlook is the fact that, you know, the convention center as a career destination. You just described the building of booths, but, you know, I've been there and then watched them overlay all of that with huge amounts of technology that's brought in by some of these presenters and folks that are participating and helping assist there as well, and having to know about technology in order to accomplish same.
Yeah, and we've continued to invest. I mean, just this conference has 200 education sessions over a 3-day period, and they're screening a world premiere of a movie, a documentary that they put together that highlights the role of women in security. And talks about the contributions in that profession over the years and across the field. So, you know, that was a great use of our New Orleans Theater for their headline events, but also our the screening of the movie. The New Orleans Theater here at the Convention Center can seat 4,000 people. And you know, it that actually surprised me. I knew we had the theater, but when I walked in and saw we could seat 4,000, I was amazed that we had that size of a space, and this is a perfect conference for it.
Yeah, in fact, we had a young lady on yesterday, Teresa Campbell, founder and CEO of Safer Schools Together, who was one of the keynote speakers, and was a very interesting conversation. And she was talking about security on school campuses relative to the digital world, which we don't always think about, right? We think about securing the actual campus itself, but very interesting, and gave us a little bit of an insight of the breadth and depth of what's being presented at the convention center during this convention.
Yes. Yeah, it's exciting when we can draw this, and I've loved this about our industry since I joined it, that, you know, so we have this focus on security with the best in the best from across the world in both, you know, AI, digital, robotics. There's some really cool robots here too, by the way. And then as well as the thought leaders. And then next week we start moving in the landscape architects, for their annual meeting. And so a completely different approach, but the same caliber of talent as it relates to the field that they're in, and the same diversity of entities that will be coming in, just with a different focus. So I love that part of it, because every week can be different for us, and it's yeah, a lot of fun.
Along the lines of careers there, how many employees do you have, Jim, at the convention center?
So we have directly about 450 associates. In fact, when I joined, I was 442, but we have a few open positions. So we've got about 450 that are direct. And then, as I said before, a lot of indirect. But, you know, as I told you, I was on my listening tour and talking with folks. I've been incredibly amazed by the tenure of the team members that we have. We have I think it's 50 of our team members have been with us more than 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Which is really exciting. And our starting wages, you know, a lot of folks have their thoughts on the narrative around hospitality wages. The most junior position we have starts at 15, but our average wage, when we exclude leadership roles, is $25 an hour. So these are real career roles, and it shows in the tenure of the folks that we have. I think it's, when we go back to like 10 years of service, it's north of 150 of the 400 that have been with us more than 10 years and really, you know, built their careers here at the convention center. And most don't stay in the same role. They continue to progress. And we work really hard here to hire from within and help people grow their careers.
One of the reasons you have that longevity, as I was reading through the material, y'all have been named the top workplace regionally 9 times and twice nationally. And so obviously that speaks to y'all's culture.
Absolutely. Speaks to the culture and the leadership team that we have here. And we've been able to sustain it, right? So it's not like a once and then it falls apart. This is the type of culture that really endures. And, you know, this team cares a lot about each other. And when the need comes, when, you know, it's go time or crunch time for a convention ready to kick off, all hands are linked together and everybody's ready to take care of that customer.
All right, we got to get to a break, Jim, but when we come back, let's talk about River District. Let's talk about the Convention Center Hotel that's proposed and being worked on. Two really exciting projects for the next generation of the Convention Center. We're visiting with Jim Cook, the new president and CEO of the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Jim Cook, the new president and CEO of the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. Jim, exciting news and an integral part of convention centers across the country is a convention center hotel, one that we've been lacking. Tell us about any updates that you can share about the Omni New Orleans Hotel.
Sure, Newell. And when you think about just our hotel landscape in the city, the last large convention hotel we built was the Sheraton New Orleans in 1982. Exactly. So
that's a little scary, Jim.
Right. That's right. So it's when you think about our landscape, it really has looked the same for a while. And to your point, cities are building hotels attached to or directly adjacent to a convention center. And for over a decade, the Exhibition Hall Authority here has been trying to put together a package to add a hotel. And as you know, there was quite a bit of work on an upriver project done in the past 8 years and trying to put something together. But these are big and challenging projects as it relates to getting the right brand, the right location, and the funding package put together. Several years back, when the authority identified the site currently occupied by the event space known as the Sugar Mill, across from Hall C as a possible site, and began some conversations with developers. The folks at Omni were very excited by that site, to the point where they said, this is a great spot. In fact, we love the idea and we would be interested in doing the development directly. So this is a really unique situation. Many hotel brands will provide some investment support, but are not interested in being the investor. And in this case, Omni came to us and said, we will provide the core funding for this project. And this, we expect this project to be something just below, and hopefully, you know, costs stay reasonably similar, but something close to $600 million in direct investment in the building of the property and getting it up and open. So it's a significant project, one of, you know, probably a handful of that scale in our state at the moment. And the fact that they're willing to come forward and say, we will develop, we will manage, we will put our brand on it, is something that makes them very unique in that space. So they really are just becoming an outstanding partner. And the other thing that's exciting is what they've done successfully at other headquarter hotels is ensured that they understood the community in which they were seeking to build, and finding ways to partner with the community to understand what's unique and try and make the design elements touch the community as well, so that you feel like you will be in the Omni New Orleans, not the Omni anywhere. So we're really excited about working with them as partners. They've got some great ideas. They've already, as you know, sort of early versions of the concepts came out. We got some feedback from the neighborhood. They've reacted immediately to that feedback and have made adjustments that we think our neighbors will be very pleased with. I hope they will. And we think there's a really symbiotic relationship as this portion of the project comes together. But it really is an exciting opportunity for us. And, you know, cities like Indianapolis, Raleigh, Oklahoma City, Atlanta, they've added these, and all of a sudden we're competing with them when 10 years ago, I don't think you would have heard the head of the convention center or others in the tourism industry saying those cities were direct competition to us in many cases.
Yeah, when you talked about this direct investment, I mean, I was getting ready to ask, but you addressed it already. This is obviously not the Omni's first rodeo, and that's always good too, right?
That's right. They've been very successful with this in multiple cities. And so they have a sense, you know, they did it in Boston, they did it in Nashville, and they've done it in Frisco, Texas, north of Dallas. And several other cities where they've learned what to expect when they do this, and it's given them confidence to come forward and invest in New Orleans at this time. They see that relationship, and what it does for us is it's a little bit about the Omni, right? So from a convention planning standpoint, it's a little bit about the Omni being a 1,000-room hotel just across the street from the convention center. But the bigger package is that when you add in the other hotels along Convention Center Boulevard, you add in the Hilton, and then you add the other convention hotels up Canal Street, they can put together a package that meets their needs from a campus standpoint in a way that's much easier than it is when you're trying to do 30 or 27 contracts with individual hotels. They can narrow that, still create opportunity for everybody, but we will now have the opportunity with this to draw conventions that haven't looked at New Orleans because we lack this hotel. In fact, we just got some results of a survey with meeting planners done by a professional meeting planner organization. 82% of the meeting planners said that the development of a hotel like this would increase their likelihood of considering New Orleans, and 56% said they would increase their frequency at which they'd look at New Orleans. So it's definitely something that is required by our meeting planning community now.
Jim, you've worked in the hotel industry for a while, and I'm kind of curious about this. I guess there's a little bit of an indirect impact, too, right, relative to the other hotels. When you have a brand new hotel, they have to up their game, I would think.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what, you know, one of the things that meeting planners are asking us and event planners, like those that do the, I know we just announced National College Football Championship and these other big ones, they want to see what's going to be new, but they also want to see how has everything else been maintained. And so, you know, I know several of the large convention hotels are either under renovation or planning it. This will cause them to, as you said, up their game in their planning process. And if the Omni, you know, is slated to open sometime near 2030, they have the right amount of cycle time now to get their properties caught up to what our customers are expecting from all hotels and make those investments to be ready. And, you know, it is interesting, you know, coming out of a role where we had to think about how would we compete against a new hotel. I was here just after I got here right after the Hyatt reopened, and the big hotels felt a little bit of impact the first couple years, but the market quickly stabilized, and our consultants that we've hired to take a look at our market feel like that following the opening of the Omni, the market should stabilize its occupancy and absorb the Omni within about 3 years, which is actually pretty exciting for us. It speaks to the amount of new business that we would expect to generate with this new hotel and the other hotels improving their competitive positions.
And really, probably the only reason that lag is that long is because the nature of the bookings of conventions are well in advance, right?
Yeah, we're going to get you a side job on our sales team, Newell, because that's exactly what it is.
I study the industry a little, Jim, just a little.
we're right now. Our team is working contracts well into the 2030s, and so. You know, the sort of peak period for, especially for use of the convention center, is about 4 years out through about 10 to 12 years out. And so because if they don't secure those, these larger conventions don't secure in advance, when they do try and secure, they have a hard time getting the room inventory they need or getting the convention center space that they need. So putting those two together, the much larger ones need to do that almost a decade out.
So real quick, before we take our next break, but I do want to cover this because a lot of this, you know, one of the other dots that myself and others have difficulty in connecting is how important this is to small businesses in our city. And I mean, we're really, you know, if we look ourselves in the mirror critically, we are a small business community, right? And it's those linkages that are so important. And every time that you talk about this, upping the game of the sister hotels out there and, you know, the Omni coming in, these are just huge upside opportunities, right, for small businesses?
They absolutely are. And I mentioned the vision that Mayor Morial had for the convention center. And it's something me and our team are incredibly proud of is the intentionality at which we've continued to engage small businesses because we have a role. We see our role here is more than just the way we direct spending, but that we have an opportunity to engage directly with the small business community to help bolster them and bring them along. And so our small business team here at the center focuses not only on providing opportunity, but also providing conduits for that opportunity. So since 2019, so the last 5-6 years, we've awarded over $55 million in contracts to small business vendors. And when you think about the scale of those contracts, they're not that big, right? So this is a lot of transactions that many people have benefited from. But our 26% of our total spend, if we include capital and operations, has gone to small businesses. So that's bringing to life the vision that Mayor Morial had in the early 80s.
Yeah, for sure. And when we come back out of the break, we'll cover the River District because I think that's going to be even yet more opportunities like that. We're visiting with Jim Cook, the new president and CEO of the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We've been talking about opportunity. Well, there's an opportunity today to hear from Drew and Bobby Hebert, quarterback to quarterback, Wednesdays on WWL. Check in this afternoon at 4:30, and you'll hear Bobby and Drew. They'll break down the Saints-Bills game and preview the next matchup with the Giants. Don't miss QB to QB, the ultimate Saints conversation with these legendary Saints quarterbacks, Drew Brees and Bobby Hebert, today at 4:30 on WWL. We are visiting with Jim Cook, the new president and CEO of the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. We've covered a lot. We've got a whole lot more to as well. But let's talk about the River District neighborhood. One of the it's called the RDNI, I'm sorry, River District Neighborhood Investors. 39-acre piece of property owned by the authority. What an incredible opportunity there.
It really is, Newell. It goes all the way from Dahlia Street at the expressway to Orange Street and then Lakebound to Chapultepec with an additional parcel above Chapultepec. So lots of opportunity there. The vision that was set out by our partners, which is the district is called the River District. The partners were the River District Neighborhood Investors, and the vision set forth by them back in 2018 includes an entire neighborhood. So it's a combination of housing with a vision for 900 units. 450 of those would be workforce and affordable. On three separate developments. It includes office space, which also we've already started construction of the new Shell Gulf Coast headquarters. It's up above the third floor now, and one of the few cranes we see in the city on new build. So we're very excited about that. But this is the first Class A office space to be built in the city as new build in decades. So a lot happening there. We expect we will have a great deal of retail over time to kind of supplement the residential components, and within that retail, some opportunities for activations or experiential opportunities for those that are attending conventions, because there is a need, as many as we have great venues here in the city. For those hosted events like you saw or you heard of at World War II last night. But there's still a need for that in the proximity of the center as well. And so we're anticipating to see some opportunities there as this project comes together.
So we've talked a lot about infrastructure, right, facilities and everything else. Let's pivot real quick in the few minutes that we have left, and let's talk about bookings and who's on track to visit our great city and the place that we call home.
Right. I mentioned that we had the we talked about the security folks that are in, and then we follow that with landscape architects. And then from landscape architects, we continue to welcome folks. I think we're active. We're actually active every week with something happening through the month of October, and then into November. So we have.
I saw the plastic surgeons are coming to town. I don't know where I saw that, but I saw that somewhere. Yeah. I guess that's soon.
We do. We've got plastic surgeons coming. We also are hosting a couple of local events. We have the Tulane has a business forum, which has been here for several years, and a great opportunity for thought leaders to come together on business and economics. Hosted by Tulane, but folks coming in from all over for that. And then we have an event that actually we are hosting coming up in October as well. And it's a new event. We're calling it Rhythm and Algorithm, and we're bringing together students and technology experts. It's got a little bit of an AI component to it, so some experts there. But the theme of it is to work with existing nonprofits to look at common issues, and there's an element of it that's a hackathon to create some solutions for those nonprofits. So this one's free, open to the public, those that are interested, and will be happening here October 16th and 17th. And then we announced today the launch of ticket sales for NOLA Christmas Fest that I know many are very familiar with, but a great activity for friends and family through the holiday time. With our ice skating rink is coming back, and we are welcoming this year for the first time ice bumper cars. Not quite sure what that will look like, but excited to see that come to fruition.
I can't wait to see you on the ice skates myself, you know, Jim.
Well, hey, I grew up in Boston, Newell, so I
know that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're going to be out there playing hockey.
Yeah, the ankles aren't what they used to be, but I'll have to give it a try.
No, I mean, it's great. You know, I love the point that you're making. It's much more than just bringing conventions here. There's a lot of local stuff that's hosted there as well. We always know about the Mardi Gras, you know, floats and stuff that go into the convention center, but there's just so much more.
There really is. I mean, we host over 140 events a year, and welcome, you know, near 800,000 people into our doors every year. So and that includes a lot of our community. So we look forward to see everybody on events coming up, and look forward to telling our story more with you. So appreciate you.
Well, Jim, again, congratulations on your new position. Well deserved. We look forward to all of these exciting things that are headed our way. And thank you so much for what you do and your staff. I know you want to recognize them. They're always so friendly. I have to, you know, I'm really honest about that. I've interacted with the staff there many times. They're always very, very helpful and conscientious, and that speaks volumes for the city of New Orleans. Jim Cook, the new president and CEO of the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dole.
Thank you, sir. Have a great week. We'll be right back. We'll check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, we've got some new polling that is out concerning the mayor's race, and we'll talk about the government shutdown. And it's not going to really affect most of us individually, unless it goes on for a long time. But, you know, they love playing this this political game. We'll also talk about something really very dramatic that Pope Leo has said in one of his early interviews. And this involves people who claim to be pro-life. Maybe in the eyes of the Pope, you're not really pro-life if you support a couple of things. We'll talk about that on the show today. I'm still shocked that Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have separated. And we'll talk about that on the show, too.
Yeah, I lost some sleep over
that. Yeah, no, I thought they were going to make it.
Scoot's up next. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.